Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Fritz and Friends 1320 WILS. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley here to get you through the next couple of hours of the evening. You know what? We always like a good news story this time of the year, and I'm happy to have on the line with me Bob Selig, who is Executive Director of Capital Regional Airport Authority, Lansing's own airport, Capital Region International Airport. Good evening, Bob, and welcome.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. As I said, we like a good news story. Things are looking up at Lansing's airport, aren't they?
Yeah, we've had, on the passenger side, we've had progressively increasing passenger loads every month since August. And cargo is on the rise as well, which is a great sign from the business community. Once cargo starts going up, shipping starts going up, while we know that the businesses in the region and in the state, as a matter of fact, are doing well. So, we just keep knocking on wood to hope it keeps going.
That's right. What do you think that you and the staff at the airport, what kinds of things didn't look quite so good, quite so rosy in 2009 as passenger traffic was dropping off? One of the figures I've seen was that 38% had dropped in 2009. What are the kinds of things that you and the staff at that point get busy doing to try to turn things around, and how have you done some of that?
Well, we really received a body blow from the Delta-Northwest merger, and we're still just in 2010, just coming out of that. They reduced our flights significantly, and then they reduced the size of the aircraft as well. Then on top of it all, they after the merger, they decided that they could afford to increase airfares on everybody. And that combination of stuff just really kept people at home or kept them on the highway, one or the other. Fortunately, we kept analyzing this, researching what was going on, sharing that research with Delta, and they finally agreed that the plan that they had working, the formula they had working, just wasn't working, and they agreed to some changes, and it's been for the betterment of the of Delta and for the region.
Very good. Now I know you've got this week. You've got some big doings going on at the airport, and the reason for the celebration is Sun Country Airlines is going to begin flying this week to some different destinations. Why don't you tell me about the relationship with Sun Country?
Well, we've developed a real fun relationship is one thing, but with Sun Country, we started working with them on to expand the Apple Vacations product that we had last year. We had one flight a week last year. Now we're going to have five flights a week this year, starting Wednesday, the 22nd. Four of those flights a week are going to go to Cancun, and then we've added one new destination to Jamaica, which is Montego Bay in Jamaica. And we're hearing all over the region that's the best place ever. So I haven't been to either. So we'll have to see. But Sun Country has really made a commitment to Mid Michigan and actually the state of Michigan, because we are drawing from the entire state to Lansing to support these flights. So we're really pleased with the relationship we have with them.
I think there's something very wrong with the fact that you haven't been to either of those locations yet.
Yeah. Sooner or later, you got to stop working and have some fun. But we're not ready to do that quite yet. So.
Got some work yet to do. Now you actually do have some celebratory events coming up on Wednesday. Tell me about that.
Well, the first Cancun flight launches at 7 o'clock in the morning, and then at 4:30 in the afternoon. We're launching or reintroducing our Orlando service that we lost in 2009. We're bringing that back. And then later on in the week, in consecutive days, we're going to be launching our Fort Myers service, which is brand new, but has been a request for you know, for 5 years now, it seems like everybody wanted to go to Fort Myers. And then we're bringing back the Las Vegas service. All of this, again, is compliments of Sun Country Airlines.
So they have really become a major partner in Lansing, in the Lansing Airport coming back.
Exactly. Yeah, they're filling a lot of voids that were left by other airlines, and they're adding new service, our new international service, and so they're kind of doing it all the way around. And to top it all off is that these are brand new 737-800 aircraft. So these are you know, it doesn't get any better for the customer to get on this plane. You're going to find that they're roomy. They've got first class seating for those that desire that. But the folks in the back who may have experienced on other airlines being crammed in, like some people call sardines, in a can, why, you're not going to find that with Sun Country. These are very comfortable, comfortable aircraft.
It sounds like the flights you have for both vacation destinations and picking back up some of these flights that had disappeared from this airport for a while, it sounds like you're catering pretty well to both business and leisure travel at this point.
Oh yes, without a doubt. You know, in fact, we know a lot of business folks that do go to the Florida cities as well as Las Vegas, and then to add to that, why, starting, they haven't announced specifically when the schedule will be, but we were just awarded by the Department of Transportation a landing and takeoff slot at Reagan National in Washington, D.C. And so Sun Country will start approximately around April 1st. We'll be start flying nonstop Washington, D.C. out of Lansing. Again, with the same size of aircraft, 737 with the first class cabin, and no other community in the state has service to Washington D.C. like Lansing will have, except Detroit.
What about competitive fares? How do you think the airport and its carriers are faring with that?
Well, Sun Country is a low fare carrier like a Southwest or like an AirTran or Spirit or any of those. So you'll find that they're very competitive with the low fare operators, and we think that once they start offering the low fares out of here, that you're going to see that'll trim some of the fares from the other major carriers, the Uniteds and Deltas as well.
Very good. No, we can't help talking about air travel these days without talking about security, and people being concerned about security at airports. How does Lansing, how do you see the Capital Region International Airport in those terms of security? Are you running up against the controversies that other larger airports are?
No, we have the advantage of meeting as often as we need to, but pretty much monthly. With TSA, we coordinate all of our customer service programs, and one of the things that we have coordinated with regards to security and with TSA is making sure that we encourage people to be prepared to go through security before they get there. Right? A lot of people are concerned about the pat downs, but you're only going to get a pat down if you alarm. And so if you make sure you have all your liquids in the little bottles in a bag, a quart bag, and if you have all the metal off your person, and you just kind of pay it, and you take your laptop out of the bag, and you just take your time and make sure before you get into the security screening line that you've taken care of business, you're not going to have any alarms, and you're going to go right on through. And that's our real goal, is to coach people into following those security things to make sure they go right on through. And anybody that needs any details on it, then go to TSA.com or go to FlyLansing.com, And there's plenty of information on there on what you can and can't do going through the security line.
Well, Bob Selig, Executive Director of Capital Regional Airport Authority, I thank you for joining us this evening. It really does sound like things are looking up at the airport. A lot of holiday flying just starting right as we speak. So good luck to you this week, sir, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Again, 1320 WILS, Fritz and Friends. Coming up next, Debbie Barnett, who is owner-broker at Tommy Raines Incorporated Real Estate in East Lansing. We're going to chat about how the housing market looks for the area. We'll be right back.